Sally sells seashells by the seashore. All right, it's time to get started. We got here to do the recording and I got distracted because I was fucking around and, oh, let me catch up on blog reading. I was reading stuff over at Pushing Rubber Downhill. Adam wrote a post asking the question, is Stephen Hawking dead and being played by an actor who is, of course, saying whatever the government wants him to say, you know, global warming, blah, blah, blah. You know, stranger things have happened. You can scream and shout with all your might. I would not be slightly surprised to find out that Stephen Hawking is dead. And that he's being played by an actor who is just running around saying global warming and the sky is falling and all this other stuff. Because as Pigott said, as some Nazi guy said, stupid people are even more likely to believe a big lie than they are to believe a small lie. And the best example of that, of course, is global warming. Global warming has been going to kill us for the last 30 fucking years, and yet we're still here. And people still think it's a real thing. Speaking of real things, I am a real thing, and I can promise you I am not being played by an actor. If I were being played by an actor, I would hope they would find an actor who could remember his fucking lines. Unlike me, where I'm talking and then forget what I was about to say. Like on the previous podcast, where I was like, oh yeah, let's talk about the things that are required to be an adult. And then I completely forgot what the third one was. If you look in the show notes, I expanded it to four things, but I only remember two of them when I was doing the podcast. So if the government ever kills me off and replaces me with an actor who then starts talking about how global warming is a real thing and Donald Trump is literally Adolf Hitler and how Hillary Clinton was the most qualified person to ever run for president, I hope the actor they replace me with can remember his fucking lines. I also hope he's really good-looking motherfucker. If you're going to kill me and replace me with an actor, I want somebody who looks like Jack Donovan. I want to be replaced by somebody who looks like that. I don't want to be replaced by somebody who looks like me. And speaking of me, my favorite topic, I am the great one himself. I am the founder of the Cynical Libertarian Society. I have been podcasting for 12 fucking years. That's 12 years longer than almost all of you. And it is 12 years longer than pretty much everyone who criticizes my podcast. I've also been on the interweb since 1999. I was blogging, making little air quotes, before anybody even knew what blogging was. Michael W. Dean and I, in fact, invented blogging. You can tell you the story. I'll tell you the same story. We invented that. We'd upload the HTML page, and then we'd write some more shit on the page and upload a new page. It's like, look, it's blogging. Nowadays, it's called blogging. You guys need all this fucking software and shit to do it. Michael and I both did it with one fucking HTML file. So that's what I'm saying. Get an actor who doesn't fucking fuck up his lines. Michael and I did this using nothing but a fucking domain name, a fucking free web hosting shit, and a motherfucking one HTML file. And you motherfuckers can't even fucking put a photograph on the fucking internet without fucking 17 layers of fucking software to help you out. Suck my dick. What else? Today is the 27th of June in the year of our Lord, the Trumpenfuhrer, 2017. Still no concentration camps for liberal Democrats, unfortunately. Still no wall between the United States and Mexico, unfortunately. I thought it was going to be shovel ready. Oh, wait, that was Obama that was shovel ready. And I saw a Stefan Molyneux video entitled Trump's Muslim Ban Reinstated. And then there's some stuff under about how it was reinstated, but it's been changed. And like, I don't know what's going on. So maybe there's a Muslim ban again now. This would be what? It was uninstated twice. I don't even cup with this shit anymore because it doesn't matter. Because the Trump and Fuhrer, while he is entertaining and while I'm so happy he's elected. So, oh, the smile on my face. Oh, if you could only see. Ah, the joy in my black little heart that the Trump and Fuhrer is the president. He's not the Messiah. He's not the Messiah. Obama was not the Messiah. He didn't close Guantanamo Bay. You don't have free health care. Black people aren't equal. Women don't get paid a dollar for a dollar that a man makes. You're still all oppressed. You're victimology. The Obama Messiah didn't fix anything. And now we have the Trump and Fuhrer Messiah. And guess what, guys? He's not the Messiah. He's not going to keep the Muslims out. He's not going to take voting away from women. Maybe I'll talk about that. That's not what I was going to talk about. Maybe I'm going to talk about that. He's not going to build a wall. He's not going to fucking turn off welfare. He's not going to save Western civilization. Nobody's going to save Western civilization. This is a long story. Everything I have is long. Trust me on that. If you don't believe me, ask your girlfriend or your mom. Everything I have is long. Speaking of things that are long, took me a long time. It's almost 7 minutes in the cast to get around to mentioning that today's podcast is sponsored by Asshole Consulting. It's assholeconsulting.com and the Aaron Clary Literary Canon. We'll talk about those a little more in depth later on. But Asshole Consulting, if you got problems, he has got answers. And yes, it's going to fucking cost you. Because Aaron Clary doesn't fuck for free. He's learned that. You don't fuck for free. I'm sitting. Oh, I got to remember to put that in the story. I'm getting ahead of myself. So here we go. Deep breath. Okay, don't fuck for free. Let me remember. Hold on, I'm going to write that down, or else I'm going to forget. I will forget my lines. Don't fuck for free. You see, I also do consulting. I am a consultant as well. Not asshole consulting at assholeconsulting.com, but I do consulting. Usually my consulting is much shorter than Aaron Clary's because I just tell you to go fuck yourself. It's like, all right, you give me $5? Okay, good, go fuck yourself. We're done. Aaron will give you more useful information if you hire him at Asshole Consulting, assholeconsulting.com. And guys, when you send Aaron a fucking email at assholeconsulting.com, okay, be concise. Don't tangent unless it's relevant to the story. Fucking spell check. Make sure you don't have to be like a fucking English major, but make your grammar presentable and put some fucking paragraph breaks in there, okay? When you send him one big fucking email and it's like 600 words and there's no fucking paragraph breaks in there, then he has to fucking yell at the internet on the video and bitch about people don't know how to write emails, which is fucking true because I get the shit that too. None of you out there know how to fucking write an email. It's called a fucking paragraph break. Put a fucking real line. Don't just hit the enter button once. Hit the enter button twice so that there's a fucking white space between the goddamn paragraphs. Okay? It's not that fucking hard, guys. It's not that hard. God, I wish I remembered what the fuck I was going to talk about. Let's see, I tangented on, Oh, Randy saying I was going to introduce her because I didn't do it. In the control room, the lovely and adorable Randy, what was I going to talk about? Yes, Stephen Hawking is fake, we knew that. The Nazis, the Trump and Fuhrer, the something. I wrote a note down, oh, don't fuck for free, asshole consulting, Aaron Clary, literary canon. I don't think Aaron's written any books about not fucking for free. He's written a book about almost everything else, though. Oh! Now, I should have known by the dirty look you were giving me. We were going to talk about saving Western civilization. So, long story. Which, you're not going to get the long story. You're just getting the short story. in a conversation, we came around to the saving Western civilization, and we're talking about how there's the, what I will call, for lack of a better term, right-wing faggots out there who want to save Western civilization. The one I think of the most is Bernard Chapin, his little rant about how you have to vote Republican to save Western civilization. And then I heard another little rant where he said, well, the Republicans can't stop the Democrats from doing these things, to which I thought, well, if the Republicans can't stop the Democrats, what the fuck is the point of voting Republican? And of course, voting, again, the Trump and Fuhrer, he's not saving Western civilization. The Republicans aren't saving Western civilization. Here's the odd thing. The only chance Western civilization has to be saved is Islam. You have to burn the village to save the village. And you say, great one, that makes no sense. It does. I'm going to explain it to you. I'm going to explain it to you because it does make sense and because I'm a fucking genius. You're hearing silence because I'm writing down notes. Let's say, none of this has anything to do with the book, ADHD Nation, either, which in theory I'm going to talk about today, but it's already starting to look doubtful. In theory, I was even going to finish book discussion today, starting to look doubtful. Let us say that the accomplishment you seek to devote yourself to is riding your bicycle, or riding a bicycle. It doesn't even have to be your bicycle. It could be a borrowed, rented bicycle. Okay. You are going to ride a bicycle around the block. Let's say this is what you have decided, right? You make YouTube videos about it, and you talk about how everybody's got to get behind Donald Trump and ride their bicycle around the block, and we've got to stop those Democrats because the Democrats don't want us to ride bicycles around the block, and we got to ride our bicycles around the block, and we're all going to fucking Captain Save-A-Ho riding bicycles around the block. Riding a bicycle around the block is the most important fucking thing in the world, and you think you should get paid money for it by Patreon, your fucking Patreon account, because you make YouTube videos about riding your bicycle around the block, and you're just fucking obsessed with riding your bicycle around the block, and you're all this shit talking about how you're going to ride your bicycle around the block, and anyone who isn't joining you in riding a bicycle around the block, well, they just don't care about riding a bicycle around the block. In order to ride a bicycle around the block, the very first thing you must do, one of the first things, I guess, you know, we could throw in some other things, like you have to be conceived, you have to be born, you have to breathe oxygen. Okay, there's some other shit there, fine. One of the first things you have to do, the first thing you have to do, if you are definitively going to ride your bicycle around the block, is you have to acquire a bicycle. Until you have acquired a bicycle, everything else is just you fucking whining, sniveling, and cyber begging. So when I come to you and you've got all these videos about how people who don't ride their bicycles hate men and how you're going to ride your bicycle around the block and you love America and USA, USA and vote Republican because Republicans are in favor of riding bicycles around and all this shit. And then I ask you, so, hey, Bernard Chapin, where's your bicycle? And you tell me you don't have one. Okay, you're full of shit. How is this relevant? What is the par? What's the more? Here's the deal. All of you out there who want to save Western civilization, all those of you out there who want to Captain Save-A-Ho Western civilization, it's not going to happen. Here's why it's not going to happen. In order to save Western civilization, there is one thing you must do at the beginning. If you don't do this one thing, you ain't saving jack shit. Okay? It's like riding a bicycle around the block. Step number one, you gotta have a bicycle. Whether you borrow it, whether you buy it, whether you steal it, whether you build it, you gotta have a fucking bicycle. You want to save Western civilization? Get ready. Your feels are going to get hurt. There's going to be so much tears, so much feels, so offended. Okay, ready? Step number one to save Western civilization. You have to stop letting women vote. I know your fucking feels. Okay, guys, until that happens, all you're doing is cyber begging for money because you can't get a job. There is no saving Western civilization as long as women can vote to get more free shit. Does this mean that men never vote for free shit? For those of you who are stupid, I didn't fucking say that. I didn't say taking the vote away from women will save Western civilization. I said you can't save Western civilization until you take voting away from women. That's step one. There's 23 other steps behind that. But nothing is going to fucking matter as long as women have political power. I know, racist, sexist, homophobic, misogynistic. Great, I'm still right. Because none of those things are arguments. Those are names. Those are labels. But none of them are arguments. In some of the Muslim countries, women have restricted rights. Now, the white men from the United States of America, none of you are ever going to grab your balls and say women shouldn't be allowed to vote. I mean, even the most fucking manospherians out there, is there anybody other than me and Judgy Bitch who has had the fucking ball sack, in her case maybe the spinal column, to come out and say women shouldn't be allowed to vote? No, not that I'm aware of. I could be wrong. This is just total honesty. I could be wrong, but I've never heard Stefan Molyneux say women shouldn't be allowed to vote. Never heard Aaron Clary say it. Never heard Adam Piggott say it. Never heard Bernard Chapin say it. I've never heard Roosh say it. Maybe they have. And I just haven't heard this. Okay? But until that happens, there will be no progress. I don't care about your feels. I'm telling you a fact. Now, in some Muslim countries, women have restricted rights. White men from North America are never going to take voting away from women because white men in North America are completely pussified. Now, if we get enough Muslims over here, because Muslim men are not pussified. Honestly, I have lots of problems with Islam and Muslims and all this other shit. Like I've said before, motherfuckers who blow themselves up and fly airplanes into buildings, you can call them crazy, you can call them delusional, you can't call them you can call them cowards, but you're wrong. Muslims are not cowards. They're not pussies. Not all, again, I'm generalizing. Yes, I'm sure there are some Muslims who are cowards and some Muslims who are pussies. For the fucking stupid people out there. I know this one woman. Good for you. Muslims as a whole, depending where they're from, not pussies. We get enough of them over here, they might have what it takes to take voting away from women. Then, perhaps we could begin to save Western civilization. But we may in fact have to burn the village to save the village. Three stories about three girls. I was out trail running this morning, and I was thinking about the raccoon, because I told you guys about the raccoon I saw with the little babies. And then it occurred to me, it's like, oh yeah, there's this little raccoon mother with her five little raccoon babies. It's like, oh, she's a single mother, right? She met some fucking alpha raccoon, and the alpha raccoon is like, hey baby, I'm gonna fuck you and then leave you, and you'll never get any help from me raising the kids. And she's like, oh my God, it's so alpha. You're making me cream. And then she banged him. But then I thought about something. I said, but wait a minute. That mother raccoon, unlike human single mothers, she really is strong and independent. She's raising five baby raccoons without a man. But she's not getting any welfare. She's got no WIC. She has no food stamps, no Social Security, no tax breaks. No, she is truly strong and independent. So next time one of you single mothers is telling me how strong and independent you are, remember, you are not even capable of doing what a fucking raccoon is capable of doing. So shut up about your strength and independence. Story number two. I'm at the grocery store the other day, and going to the checkout lane there, and so talking to the little checkout girl, and she's kind of cute, except for the mustache. Got girls. Fuck, what is it with the mustaches? We've got to get over it. So anyhow, I'm talking to the semi-cute checkout girl who would be cuter if she didn't have a mustache. And she asked me what I do for a living, and she's having I've noticed her existence in addition to the cuteness, because she was actually like having this conversation. I told her, yeah, I work in theater, and she said, oh, it's interesting. So she's asking me questions, which is bizarre, because normally, I mean, it was good on her part, because she got me talking about myself, which is like, oh yeah, my favorite topic. But, you know, normally when you talk to a woman, especially a younger woman, you mostly talk about them. My experience with younger women... Who are we kidding? My experience with women is that women talk about themselves, and they very seldom ask you questions about you. So anyhow, she's asking me these questions as she's doing the groceries, very effectively, I might add. I was kind of impressed with her ability to converse and grocery scan without fucking up at the same time. And it gets all done, and she says, all right, that's $91 or whatever. So I whip out a $100 bill and I hand it to her. And she does this kind of double take. And she says, oh, you have cash. Because, I mean, you know, everyone uses plastic nowadays. Because you guys, again, because you're too stupid to use. And the corporations are spying on us. Well, maybe that's because you use your fucking credit card for every purchase you make, thus creating a record of everything you fucking do and spend, which the fucking credit card corporation then sells to all the other corporations. So when you bitch about the corporation spying on you, remember, number one, the government is protecting you from the corporations, and number two, if you'd stop using your fucking credit card all the time, the corporations wouldn't have access to your spending history. But I guess all that's too guys from cash. Cash is so hard. So anyhow, she does this double take. She says, because the guy in front of me, he paid with his fucking credit card. And he's like, yeah, I need to get cash back. And I need $3 in quarters. I'm just like, what the fuck? It's like, dude, really? You have to get $3 in quarters cash back from your fucking credit card? Because you don't have... In my house, I have a fucking big giant glass jar filled with coins. All my change just gets thrown into that thing. When it gets completely full, I take it to the bank and they throw it in the coin counter, and it's, you know, some shit ton of... It's like, really? You have to get $3 cash back from your fucking credit card because you don't have $3 fucking dollars? Jesus, losers. And half of you out there going, well, I don't ever use cash. Okay, well, anyway, I won't do my lecture about what happens when your bank collapses and the FDIC shuts it down and you have no cash and all your money is in, that'll never happen. Yes, if you've listened to this podcast for a long time, you know it does, because it happened to me, because I told you the fucking story. And that was when I learned to have cash. And that's why I have three different bank accounts. so that when one bank collapses and fails, Wells Fargo, which actually does have one of my accounts, when one of the banks goes under and I can't get my money, I don't have to fucking get evicted because I can't pay rent. Okay. The fuck was I... How did it... Where... What does this have to do with anything? Hmm? Yes! I gave the little fucking cashier girl a $100 bill. Thank you. That's what she's here for. That and to look cute. Gave her the $100. She says, oh, you have cash. And I said, yeah, I'm really old. She says, oh, you're not that old. And I said, no, I really am old. When I write things down, I use a piece of paper. And I actually, and I said, like, not only do I still have a flip phone, but I don't even have my phone with me because I leave my house without my cell phone. And she looked at me, and there was like this 2 second pause, and she says, that's awesome. I thought I could, if you didn't have a mustache, I could throw you on this counter right now and fuck the shit out of you. But I didn't do it because number one, she has a mustache. Number two, I didn't want her to get fired. She is a very nice girl. Anyhow, the point is, sometimes chicks like that stuff. There's another girl I went out with a couple of times before she got, well, I'm kind of seeing somebody else, to which I said, I don't care. And then she's like, after we're finished, she says, oh, I'm going over here. Do you want to go out? You want to come with me? I'm like, it's tired. I'm old. I want to go to bed. And after that, she completely went ghost on me. But it's the same thing. She's like, I knew I would like you when I saw that you had a flip phone. So just game tech, guys, get a fucking flip phone. If you can't let go of your little smartphone because you're like a 14-year-old girl and you constantly need attention, that's fine. Get a flip phone in addition. Yeah, you just get a little burner flip phone and let chicks see you using the flip phone because some chicks actually like that shit. Because I think it advertises the fact that you're not a fucking attention. Because chicks, they know what a smartphone means. They know that the smartphone is this portal to attention-seeking and attention-whoring. Women know exactly what the fuck the smartphone is for. So when they see a man with a fucking flip phone, they're like, okay, he is not an attention whore. He doesn't have this little attention whore device like I have. Third chick story. Went out the other day with this girl that I have known for 15 years. We see each other now and then. Back when she was 25, she was cute and adorable and I would have done her, but 15 years ago, I was a total fucking beta male pussy. Now she's 40 and it's starting to show and she's hitting the wall. Although for a 40-year-old woman, she's not that bad. But the interesting part, just from any perspective, is that even though she's a lefty, of course, and we're in the People's Republic of Fort Collins, right? She has a real job where she makes good money. She wants to quit that job so she can be a yoga teacher and massage therapist. No, you have a real job. Not only does she have a real job, she has a job doing something that as long as humans are alive, it will always be needed. This will never stop being needed. This is like a skill trade. This is like plumber, electrician. Yeah, it's never going away as long as humans are alive. Like, I really just want to be a yoga teacher and massage therapist. Right. You and 10% of all the women in Fort Collins. Now, there's a lot of made-up statistics out there. I make up some of them myself, and then CNN makes up the rest. If you came to the People's Republic of Fort Collins, and you went out on the street, and you randomly selected the next 10 women who walk past you who are 25 years old or older, I guarantee you, out of those 10 women, at least one of them is either a yoga teacher or a massage therapist. Here in the People's Republic, every fucking woman wants to be a yoga teacher and a massage therapist. So anyhow, blah, 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 blah. We hung out and drank beer. Not like getting drunk, but just, you know, very slowly drinking beer. And talking for 8 fucking hours, which is kind of impressive because it's been about 6 years since any woman has put up with me for 8 hours. And we're getting to the point. The point is, don't fuck for free. And so we're talking about photography, because then, of course, like 10% of the women in Fort Collins, one of her other dreams, so I want to be a professional photographer. Yeah, you and everybody else who owns a fucking camera. I take pictures of babies, because, oh my God, we're going to take pictures. Cut the children's, take pictures of babies and make money. Whatever. So we're talking about this. And I'm explaining to her, like, how much work is involved in actually taking pictures for people, like client meetings and contracts and post-processing and all this other stuff. And she's like, wow, this is a lot of good information. And I said, yes, it is. This is called consulting, and it costs money. And this goes back to, you don't fuck for free. And that's why she bought me beer all day long. I think one of the reasons, too, there's also another point to this about just interacting with women, which I'm finally learning. As I've said before, I have this thesis that humans cannot learn anything the easy way. It's just something in who and what we are that we have to fucking learn the hard way. So for those of you listening and those of you who are young, I will say this unto you, and perhaps if you fucking listen and can learn without fucking up or learn quickly, maybe you'll learn something. And I'll talk about this more when I get around to talking about the book that I don't have with me today that I bought that I'm going to talk about that covers the same topic. It is actually not a book written by Aaron Clary. It is not part of the Aaron Clary literary canon, which is a pretty fantastic canon. I don't know if you've ever seen the Aaron, not that canon. I know the girls are going, oh, I've seen Aaron Clary's canon. Yeah, it's huge. Not that canon. No, his literary canon. Yes, this is the podcast where we talk about Aaron Clary's dick size. And he paid money for this. That's the best part. God damn. You too, you can pay me money. I'll talk about your dick size. Ow. Let me finish the story, and then we'll talk about the Aaron Clary literary canon. The part of the reason we got along so well is because not interested in fucking her, because for a 40-year-old, she's not bad-looking, but I'm just not that interested in fucking her. I mean, look, if she threw it at me, I would probably fuck it, but I'm not trying. And because and most of you out there probably know this, when you're not interested in fucking a woman, you say whatever the fuck you want because you don't care, because that's how this whole 8 hours was. It's like, I said whatever the fuck I wanted to say, and she could have got up and walked off anytime, and she could have sucked my balls on the way out. You know, I'm cracking sex jokes and making perverted references. Who gives a fuck? And she loved every minute of it. Just goes to shit. The less you... 15 years ago, there's no way in hell she'd have hung out with me for 8 fucking hours and let me sit there and make sex references. And now I can get away with it. Of course, there's also the fact that she's 40. She's been through for about, oh, I don't know, based on what I know about her from Facebook, because we're Facebook friends. Based on all of that, I mean, she's been through about, I don't know, 1900 boyfriends. It's like there's a new one. Yeah, one time, I'm exaggerating, but she's had enough boyfriends. It's like all that. Yeah, she's seeing some new guy. The 8 hours were together, I heard 4 different stories about 4 different boyfriends and how it didn't work out. One guy, she moved with him all the way up to New England somewhere. That lasted a couple of years, and then she came back to the People's Republic of Fort Collins. So, you know, she's been questing a long time to find a boyfriend who can put up with her shit. Not so much, huh? All right, none of that was that. Oh, yeah, so don't fuck for free. It's like, no, I said, I'm consulting. This is consulting. I'm giving you advice based on personal experience and actual knowledge about how to run a photography business, which I know you're probably never going to do because it involves work. You're going to have to pay me, and that's why she bought me beer, which was a huge discount from my normal consulting rates. Cannons. Speaking of consulting, speaking of not fucking for free, if you want your life to not be fucked up and you're willing to pay to save your life from being fucked up, if you're willing to pay to get good advice from somebody who generally knows what he's doing, has a potty mouth, and is pretty hilarious in most of his videos, you should go to assholeconsulting.com. Aaron Cleary may indeed be able to help you out. And don't forget, he also has the Life Improvement Plan. Life Improvement Plan. Basically, how it works is you give him a bunch of fucking money. You give him $10,000. You give him some predetermined goals. And each time you hit one of your goals, he gives you $1,000 back. It's an incentive, right? It's like the dog food incentive. You guys may have heard this story before. I've told it. It's out there. It's one of these things. I don't know if it really happened or if it's just a fairy tale to convey the point. But the story is that there were these two women, and they decided to go on a diet together. And their deal with each other was that whichever one of them broke the diet first had to eat a can of Alpo dog food. And so the woman was saying how she would carry a can of Alpo around in her purse. And every time she was tempted to break her diet, she pulled the can out and she would read the ingredients. Well, the Life Improvement Program is sort of the same thing. You give Aaron Cleary a bunch of your money. And if you want your money back, you have to get your shit together and fucking achieve your goals. And you say, oh, but great, why do I need Aaron Cleary to do that? I could do that on my own. Okay, so if you could do that on your own, why the fuck haven't you done it? If you could do that on your own, why don't you have a good job? Why are you still fat? Why do you not have a hot girlfriend? Why are you not having a threesome with your hot girlfriend and your girlfriend's sister? Because you can't do it on your own. If you could do it on your own, you would. That's why you need Asshole Consulting, to tell you the truth for a fucking price. Because the Cleary Meister does not fuck for free. Speaking of not doing things for free, you can also access the Aaron Cleary Literary Canon. It's not free either, depending on whether you buy the Kindle version for, you know, you sissies who use e-readers, or the Dead Tree version for cool people like me who can read a fucking book, or the audiobook version for cool people like me who want to listen to the book while you're out trail running or biking or walking around looking for girls to get shot down by. You can get almost all of his books in all three formats. And what, pray tell, are Aaron Cleary's books? Well, there is Poor Richard's Retirement for Everyday Americans. I'm reading it right now. I'm still about halfway through. Haven't read any more since the last time I podcast. There is Bachelor Pad Economics, the Financial Advice Bible for Men. As I have said many times, it is one of the three books I recommend all men should read. The sooner the better. You need to read this book when you're 16 years old. Bachelor Pad Economics is cradle to grave. It's not Obama cradle to grave, where the government's going to take care of you. It's cradle to grave teaching you to take care of yourself. It covers everything. Deciding what you're going to do for a job. Do you go to college? Do you get a trade? Whatever. It takes you through that. It takes you through girls. It takes you through what we'll call life adventuring. You know, should you go out and travel, and where should you live? It talks about retirement. It talks about finances. It talks about starting a business. Everything you need to know is in there. And while it is geared towards boys, because it has some, you know, it's like talks about meeting girls, girls could certainly read it and benefit from it. And hey, if you're a girl who's into girls, the part about meeting girls would probably be very useful to you. Because I know you girls try to give advice on, well, meeting girls, and none of you actually know anything about meeting girls, which reminds me of some stuff I was going to talk about that I forgot because it segues back into the three stories about girls. So now the question is, do I do it now or do I do it later? It's kind of like when I'm thinking about your girlfriend. Do I do it now or do it later? Worthless. Speaking of your girlfriend, worthless. Ah, just kidding. for some of you. Worthless, the young person's indispensable guide to choosing the right major. And if a friend of mine had read that before she went off to college at 17 years old and decided, I'm going to major in marketing. And now she's back from college and she's taking a year off. And she's like, oh my God, I have to pay back my student loans because I'm not in college anymore. And I really hated college and I don't know what to do and I'm so confused. And I sent her an email and I said, hey, maybe you should read this book. And I linked to Worthless, the young person's indispensable guide to choosing the right major, written by Erin Clary, part of the Erin Clary literary canon. And did she read the book? No, of course not. Because reading is hard. Reading was created by the patriarchy to oppress women, and she believed everything her fucking teachers told her in high school about, you just follow your dreams. But now she doesn't even know what her dreams are, because at one time, apparently, her dreams were marketing. If marketing is your dream, then you're not dreaming very fucking hard. I mean, my dream is to bang the CSU women's volleyball team. If your dream is just, I want to go into marketing. It's like, oh boy, you are not fucking investing very highly in yourself, honey. Speaking of Captain Save a hoeing Western civilization, if you are like me and you have accepted that Western civilization cannot be Captain Save-A-Hoed until we take voting away from women, and you have accepted that voting is never going to be taken away from women because white men from North America are a bunch of fucking femicide pussies, you might like the book Enjoy the Decline, Accepting and Living with the Death of the United States. Donald Trump is not going to save Western civilization. Some of you out there may go, well, Donald Trump is going to give Western civilization mouth to mouth. Ooh, there's a fucking picture you don't want to think about. No, he's not. No matter what he does, he cannot stop the long-term decline. All empires decline. We've been over this before. China has lasted as long as it has because part of my reasoning is China has lasted as long as it has because it's non-expansionist. It's not an empire. The United States is expansionist. It is an empire. No, it's not. Yes, it is. We have military bases all over the fucking planet Earth. That's called being an empire. I don't give a fuck about your feelings. That is being an empire. And we're spending money that we don't even fucking have out the fucking wazoo. The United States is in decline. We are living in the days of decline. And you can fight the decline and you can whine about the decline and you can fucking beg for Patreon money, or you can enjoy the decline. And Erin Clary's book, Enjoy the Decline, will help you to do that. Here is his book, The Curse of the High IQ, for those of you with high IQs. Is it a curse? Yeah, it is, because you're surrounded by people who have been, dude, did you see a dude the other day? He threw the ball. Dude, he threw that ball. It was so awesome. And you're sitting there thinking, really? This is what people talk about? Throwing balls? Shit. I wanted to talk about Newtonian physics, or, you know, whether or not Stephen Hawking is still alive or if he's being played by an actor, right? I want to talk about intellectual things. And I'm surrounded by people whose fucking conversational skills are some dude threw a football and Donald Trump is a racist because they said so on CNN. So if that sort of shit is boring to you and you're just really tired of being surrounded by dumbasses, you might have a high IQ. And that is the curse of the high IQ, is that you just can't fucking stand being around dumb people. Curse of the high IQ. It doesn't really offer solutions in the sense that, there, in a way, there are no solutions. But Curse of the High IQ, yes, I've read it, will help you realize, oh, this is the problem. And it will give you some options. Well, you know, people buy books and things. And they go forth into the world always looking for this magic bullet, right? This is especially, and I know this because I spent plenty of time reading all this stuff in the, whatever you want to call it, the pickup artist community, whatever. There's all these losers who come in. I shouldn't say losers. I should say, because again, this is the personal experience. I was one of them. People like me, well, I was a loser. You come in, we don't know jack shit about women. Nobody's ever taught us this stuff. We didn't have a father figure. You know, so we're just complete fucking losers with women. And we come in and we think, when you first get into it, you think, oh, there's just this one magic phrase, right? There's this one thing that I can say and do. And once I learn that, all these women are going to want to fuck me. And it's not like that. You see this with, there was, and I'm not reading reviews today, but there was a criticism of, well, there, okay, so there's criticism of Worthless. Somebody wrote in one of the reviews, you know, well, this book doesn't really tell you what the majors are that you should get. This book is worthless because it doesn't give you any good information about what you should major in. Okay, for the dumbasses out there, Aaron can't write a book telling you which specific fields are going to give you the best opportunities for employment, because within 12 months, that information will be outdated. Because those of you who are stupid don't seem to understand that the labor force and the economy change. Okay, and there is a book written for that already. Assuming it's still around, the Occupational Outlook Handbook. You can get those at these places called libraries. They have books. It comes out every year. It tells you what the outlook is for employment and pay in different occupations. Okay, you can find out what occupations are currently in demand, not in demand, by using a thing called the internet. I know you're saying, but great, great one. The internet is only for looking at porn. No, you can use the internet for other things. But see, so there's these stupid people out there who think, oh, I'm going to buy this book and it's the magic. I'm going to buy Worthless and it's going to tell me what to major in. Well, yes and no. The book Worthless is to get you thinking in the correct, but it can't tell you exactly what you should major in. You have to fucking figure that out on your own. You have to do a little bit of work. Oh, God damn it, I said the W word. Work. Oh, shit. I know you're too precious to do work. You are too fucking precious to do your own fucking research. Well, hey, if you don't want to do your own research, if you bought Worthless and you were looking for the magic bullet and it wasn't there and you're too fucking lazy to do your own motherfucking research, why, maybe you could go to assholeconsulting.com and you could send him a message. You could say, Dear Asshole, the great one sent me. He said that you would do the work of figuring out what the best paying occupations are for me to major in right now, and you would do this, and I have to pay you for it. How much money should I give you in order for you to do work for me that I could do myself using the fucking internet connection I'm using to send you a message right now and by investing 30 minutes to 1 hour worth of my time, but I can't do that because I am a lazy, stupid motherfucker and I think you're obscene and obnoxious and you really hurt my feelings because you keep telling the truth because I have a lot of feels. And so when I was 3, my dog died and then I was told that all men are rapists and blah, 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 with no paragraph breaks in it. Okay? There's no magic bullet, guys. The only magic bullet out there is doing some fucking work. I don't even know how I got the fucking magic bullets, but talking about bullets, there is Reconnaissance Man by Aaron Clary, the book in which he talks about going out unto the world, looking around, figuring out where the fuck do you want to be, where do you not want to be. For some reason, I don't know why, Aaron Clary seems to like Denver. Maybe it's because I live in Colorado. I think Denver is a giant fucking shithole. Now, Denver, Colorado, the nature, the wilderness, the environment is okay except for the snow part. Denver's kind of a shithole, in my opinion. I don't know what he sees in Denver. All I see is a bunch of goddamn liberals. There is The Black Man's Guide Out of Poverty for Black Men Who Demand Better. Book in which he helps black men specifically because black men are a demographic that have their own problems. You've heard me talk in length in the past about my friend back down in Houston. He went to technical school, he went to get an education, and the other black people he worked with ridiculed him. They accused him of being white because he was trying to get an education. They broke the mirror off of his pickup. They harassed because they just couldn't, you know, here's a black man trying to improve himself, do everything he can. The motherfucker studied hard, applied himself, was dedicated. And, oh, no. He got attacked for trying to make his life better. If you are a black man and you do demand more, that could be the book for you. Behind the Housing Crash, Confessions from an Insider, where Aaron Clary talks about the housing crash, what caused it, It's too late to do anything about it now, but that knowledge might help you to see the writing on the wall in the future. Then, of course, there is his collections of his blog post writing, Captain's Quarterly, Captain Capitalism Reserved, and Captain Capitalism Top Shelf. And, as always, there is one of my personal favorite books from Aaron Cleary, Boris the Shitting Buffalo. It's a fantastic, rip-roaring tale of action, adventure, romance, deceit. It's got it all. Oh, and it also has a shitting buffalo in it. You can't beat it. Okay, great. We have, what, 2 minutes left in the podcast? And did I talk about ADHD Nation? No, I did not. Hmm? Yes. My God, you're a genius. That's why you're here. The three things and the other three things. So this goes back to the girl stories. Not really the raccoon story, but the ones about the cute cashier with the mustache and the 40-year-old girl who used to be hot and actually put up with me for 8 hours, which was pretty fucking impressive. You chicks need to understand. I know, I fucking misogyny, and I'm trying to help you girls out. Here are what you need to understand. You women, some of you because you're feminist, some of you because you're stupid, and some of you just because you're indoctrinated, and those of you who have been indoctrinated, you're the only ones that I can help. The stupid ones and the feminist, I can't help you. You have been told that the three most important things a man is looking for in a woman is her education, her career, and her personality. And that nothing else. I have a diploma. I work for a nonprofit, and I'm such a wonderful person. I have news for you. Those three things are not what is important to men. Personality is important, but it doesn't come in until number four. The three most important things in a woman to a man, misogyny alert, because the truth is coming. Remember, the truth is a social construct created by the patriarchy to oppress women. The truth, when men are looking at women, we are looking for three things. We are looking for youth. Are you young? We are looking for thin. Are you thin? Are you not fat? And we are looking for body hair. Do you have long hair on your head and no hair on your armpits, your legs, and your upper lip? After those three, personality shows up. Personality doesn't show up until those three are satisfied. Okay? It's like the patriarchal hierarchy of needs. Number one, young. Number two, well, actually, I think number one is skinny. Number two is young. No, I'm gonna go skinny, body hair, youth, personality. I'm going with that for right now. All right, well, maybe next time we'll talk about the book. Who knows? Anything could happen.